So we have spent some time in the Gospel of Mark. And in the Gospel of Mark, we have seen Jesus have authority over the storm as he has calmed the seas. So Jesus having authority over all creation. We saw Jesus having authority over the spirit world as a Gethsemane man who was compounded with demons. He cast them out. We've seen Jesus have authority over illness as he healed the woman with the issue of blood, as he raised, and authority over death as he raised up Jairus, his daughter. All of this is teaching us of Jesus' authority as the Lord of the world, as the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. But he comes back to his hometown. We don't know why he went to his hometown. I don't know if they were having a family reunion or what matter brought him into this hometown. But he came inland to the hometown and the disciples followed him and he began teaching. And this is when he entered into a hard place, because Jesus, who we now know has the authority over heaven and earth, that he is the Son of God, that he is what he calls the Son of Man, we know who he is. And yet the people in his hometown are in disbelief. They are offended by this man that they knew as the carpenter's son. And he could do no deeds of power. But let's think about that, because what he says, what Mark says to us in the gospel, is he was amazed at their unbelief. When Jesus calmed the seas, what did he say to his disciples? You of little faith. When Jesus cured, when the woman was cured of the issue with blood, why was she cured? Her faith made her well. The faith of Jairus for his daughter made her well. The faith of the men who brought down the man from who was crippled and brought him down through the roof, their faith made him well. Faith is an extreme connection to that which Jesus is able to do through the power of the Holy Spirit. Because they did not believe, because they had unbelief, because they had no faith, Jesus did not do deeds of power in his hometown. It's not because he could not. It's because there was not faith enough in the community for the deeds to happen. So what does he do in that hard place? He leaves. He kind of scolds them a little bit. Prophets are not without honor except in their hometown and among their own kin and in their own house. He's pretty rough on them before he leaves. But when he goes about the villages and teaches, he also calls the 12 and he commissions them to go out and proclaim the gospel, to go out two by two to do what Jesus does. So not only does he have authority over all creation, authority over the spirit world, authority over the real world, he has the ability to give that authority to others. And he gives that authority to his disciples. But what I love what he teaches them before he sends them. It's not the cloak thing and not the go as a pauper. It's the when you come to a place that welcomes you, receive it. When you come to a place that is a hard place, dust your feet and go. He gives them permission to leave rather than to stay in a place that has unbelief. He gives them permission to move on. Why would he do that? He does that because in those hard places, it's not us, it's not them who have to do the work in that place. It's the people who live there. And it's God through the power of the Holy Spirit that will bring about change if the people are willing to believe. If the people are willing to have faith in the one who came so that the world might be saved. How many of us don't abandon someone because we keep telling them about Jesus and telling them about Jesus, but nothing happens and nothing happens and nothing happens. And we begin to feel like maybe we're doing something wrong. Maybe my words are wrong. How am I not getting through to this person? How do they not know about this great man named Jesus? I'm telling them, I'm showing them, I'm bringing them everywhere, but it's not working. And we begin to feel guilty. We begin to put ourselves down because that person isn't changing, when the reality is we can't change them. And sometimes it's not ours to make that happen. We're not the witness that will bring about what they need to do. And that's okay. And it's okay to walk away. It's okay to walk away from that hard place. We were talking at Awakenings this morning about the difficulty that we have in the world today. We were talking about the fact that as a world and as a nation, we seem to not be able to have faith in the one who can calm the seas, and the one who can cast out demons, the one who can bring little girls to life. We have more faith in the things that we can buy, and the things that we can see, and the cures that they tell us are there on the market, that what will make us look younger, look thinner. I can't believe they can actually there's devices that take the fat out of your body as if that's going to change who we are and how we eat. But we seem to have a whole lot of faith in the things of the world and a lot of unbelief that God, the ruler of the world, can change our lives. That's a pretty hard place, isn't it? That we have gotten so wrapped up in our personal autonomy, our own power and authority, our own control over things, that as Mark is teaching us about Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who has the authority over everything, heaven and earth, that King of Kings also has authority over our lives. And when we say yes to that, when we surrender, when we have faith in the one who can transform our lives, the world will be transformed. But Mark is also telling us that we have to go out into the world. He not only went, he sent his disciples and he gave them authority to do what he does. So we who say yes to God, we who enter into this loving relationship between God and the world, we have to go out. We're going to go out and find hard places. We're going to go out and find people who don't want to hear it, people who don't believe, people who just want to send us away. And it is okay to walk away, because we're not, this is the I thing, we're not the only one who can tell them about Jesus. There are others who can. And sometimes it's when we step away that the one that God is sending can come and their life can be transformed. We're celebrating our nation's birth, and to think about all of the hard places that have happened from the time that we left it. A little tiny group of rebels and a big nation. Who would have believed it was possible for us to form our own nation? They had faith in their ability to do what they felt God was calling them to do, which was to separate. I think Leo had a t-shirt on yesterday about being a traitor, because they were traitors to Britain. They were traitors to the homeland when they said, we're going to stand alone. Maybe sometimes, as followers of Jesus Christ, we might look like traitors to our own nation when we're proclaiming the words of Jesus to love God, love our neighbor, love our enemy, love one another, love ourselves. That sometimes loving means to stand against the powers and principalities of the world. But we're called to love. We're called to believe. We're called to have faith in a God who can do transforming things. This world is falling apart, and we can't control it. We don't have that kind of power. But we can love, because that power comes from the God who loves us. It's a hard place these days to know which decision's right, which decision's wrong, which side is right, which side is wrong. We could get dizzy trying to figure all of that out. We even have trouble with what in North Carolina, what trouble with picking the right blue, whether it needs to be pale blue sky like UNC or dark blue like Duke, or maybe we need to bleed red like State or go purple like ECU. But think about all the places that we can pull one another apart. And those hard places are the places where God is saying, love. But love enough sometimes to walk away. Because I'll send the one that they need to hear the words they need to hear so that the world might be saved. So how do I know that God is working here in this place? Because a couple of weeks ago, we welcomed Greg Hunt into our midst. And this week, we're going to welcome in a new member. So don't be afraid of hard places. God is there with you. And keep speaking the truth in love. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.